Hold on to your dragons. The final season of Game of Thrones is on Now TV. Catch every heart-stopping moment in the epic fight for the throne, streaming weekly. And if you want even more, we've got over 300 box sets for you to explore. Take a trip to a dark future with The Handmaid's Tale, or catch up with the award-winning Big Little Lies. To start your 7-day free trial, search Now TV. 18 plus, new entertainment customers only. Pass renews at $7.99 per month unless cancelled.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor. Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson. Ava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment. The Bay Area betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Lulu Simon, Sue Studio.
Kelly Grant,
the Grandmaster.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Watch what crappens.
Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, available on YouTube. A new episode just went up today, so go check that out. It would mean a lot. And joining me is the wonderful and truly hilarious Ronnie Karam from Rose Prick's Bachelor Roast Podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Hi!
Hi! Very exciting Tuesday, you guys. Tuesdays are always when we have lots of fun things to discuss. Primarily that we have a new show that's going on sale today, pre-sale today. We are going back to Nashville. That's right. We are going to Nashville, Tennessee in September. We had a great time there last time. We were there for my birthday, my 40th birthday. Remember that, Ronnie?
Yeah, we sure were. That was a fun time.
It was a wonderful time. I believe we sold that one out. So we'll probably sell it again. So make sure you get your tickets as soon as possible. There's going to be a Patreon presale going on from today until Thursday. And then at 3 p.m. on Thursday Eastern, tickets are going to go on sale to the public. So you can watchwhatcrappens.com is where you get all that information. And of course, next month, we're going to be in Irvine to discuss the Southern Charm season premiere. So go get tickets to that if you're in Southern California. And then we got a ton of other places: Minneapolis, Milwaukee, Cleveland, Baltimore, Pittsburgh. I feel like there's another one I'm missing, but we are running low on some of those cities. So really, if you're on the fence, go get them. And you know what else we're running low on? Goodbye, Kyle! Merchandise.
Bye, Kyle! Yeah, it was the last week to get that, so go over to crappensmerch.com or just find the link on watchwhatcrappens.com. You know how it goes.
Yeah, we do. So, with all that said, let's talk some Vanderpump Rules, as it is our right on a Tuesday.
Making moves, making money, making moves. Moves.
I love a show about waiters and waitresses that opens up with that sort of song.
Yeah. We're making booze. Cut to Katie delivering a drink.
This opening of Vanderpump Rules was kind of like my favorite part of the entire episode because it introduced to us a wonderful new facet of Sheena, which is her navigating the hallways of Sir Restaurant going, "Thank you.
Corner.
And then we hear her in the back going, "Corner, I used to have to do that at Chili's, and if you didn't, you'd get written up."
Yeah, I once got arrested by Chili's police because I didn't yell, "Corner!"
That's why I got fired from Applebee's. I'm still known as the bad apple.
That's why someday I hope to work in a circular restaurant. So that way I never have to yell, "Corner!"
Well, all natural restaurants are circular. Ask the squirrels.
Yeah, animals love circular restaurants, and they love, you know, animals and Eskimos, you know, circular things.
So Katie goes to check on Lisa Vanderpump's table. She's with Ken and Guillermo, and Guillermo's dressed crazy. I don't know if he's starting a new rap career. It's like he's starting a new gay rap career at the Grove. I'm not sure what he's doing over there.
Yeah.
But Katie comes to check in, and she's Ken's like, "Oh, the crab cake. Just give me some crab cake. It's the only one I need in my life. I'm a crab cake.
And tell that crab not to disrespect my wife, or I'll knock its spark out, darling.
Knock that crab spark out. And please tell that robot over there to stop going around the corner. We get it."
So Vanderpump's like, "What is happening with Goose Night, Katie?" It's like, "Well, I want to do it more, but like not every week. It's like hard."
Yeah, it really gets in the way of my normal routine of sitting on the couch and folding towels.
"But you're going to do it at least twice a month, aren't you, my little Katie Badati?" And she's like, "No, here's the thing. I don't really see myself being a club promoter." And she's like, "Darling, this was your idea. Why would you do it? You came to us. We didn't come to you." And she's like, "Because everyone was saying like James Kennedy is the only person that could make money at this restaurant. And so I wanted to prove that like I could take like 9 employees that have humongous Instagram followings and compete with that one measly little person and kind of equal his money for one night." It's like, yeah. Katie, God, you lazy ass.
I know. Like, it's such bullshit that you basically, like, that you, I'm just mad. I can't even start getting this mad this quickly in the recap, okay? I just, yeah. You know what I've got to do? You know what I got to do to myself? I have to turn the corner.
So Vanderpump's like, "Well, he did it every week, dude. Like, yeah. He didn't just do it one time." And yeah. She's like, Ken goes, "And Tuesday," Ken's like, "And Tuesday has never been the same since he left. Come back into office, President Kennedy. We need you now more than ever. Goddamn grassy knoll, knock his spark out." So Ken, the young drunk we're talking about right now, all right? And he did screw up. He did. Royally, little idiot. But he was committed to Sunt.
Yeah. And Katie's like, "Tonight's Tuesday night, and Sir's doing great without See You Next Tuesday or Girls Night." I'm like, yeah, that's because people are showing up hoping to see you next Tuesday.
Yeah. She's like, "James was almost as committed to See You Next Tuesday as you are committed to being a See You Next Tuesday." But they're not equal, Katie. They're not equal.
Now, Katie, what's going on with your husband? Because Schwartzy gave me a check that was kind of like a big rubber ball. It bounced. Get it?
He must have forgotten that there was no money in that account. And she's like, "Well, the North remembers. Now take these dishes."
The North remembers.
So basically, Katie is a lazy asshole. Shocker.
Yeah.
Shocker. And you're not going to be able to keep your enemy fired if you can't, like, follow up, Katie. Okay? If you're going to be an evil villain, at least stick to your evil villain guns.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, money is going to be the thing that matters the most. Okay? Remember? Don't you remember the opening credits music? Money moves. So you got to listen to Trixie when she sings at you, okay?
Tom and Ariana's apartment. Tom, yeah, playing the dick flute.
He's playing the dick flute, and Charlotte, their dog, is just suffering through it. Charlotte's like, "Please move into your new house so I could run in a lawn away from this awful dick flute music.
Please say I have my own room at the new house.
Please. Please."
So if it's not wide enough, James comes over to beatbox to the dick flute. I'm like, you know, this show just needs to be canceled right now. That's enough.
So James comes in, and Tom's like, "Dude, have you seen my megalodon teeth? Check it out." And he's like showing like a big shark tooth. And James goes, "Yeah, I've seen all of it. Yeah." And Sandoval just looks like, oh.
Because, yeah, you know, Tom does that every time you come over.
"Well, did I show you my Lego man? Whoa! Well, did I show you my little Star Wars robot that moves around with the remote control? Bro!"
Like, Yes.
Dude, I was really looking forward to using that Megalodon tooth all day long. I'm fine.
So he's like, how was Mexico? And they're like, oh, it was terrible, James. It was just the worst. And he's like, he goes, how fun could Mexico have been? I mean, you've got Katie and Tom. They probably fought the entire time. And then we cut to them fighting the entire time because they're an old fat couple.
Yeah. See, Katie, he doesn't just call you fat. He calls Tom fat, too. He spreads it around.
A couple of dinners with horsey face Kristen. All pass. I don't need it. And he's like, I don't need it.
I don't need it at all. I don't want it at all. Mother.
Totally don't need it. I'm totally fine with this.
I don't want it, mother. I don't want to go to Mexico, mother.
So, he's like, so what are your plans for later? And Ariana says that she's going to go on like a little date with Kristen before Lala's performance. Like, you've got to really put some painkiller on your eardrums for this one. They all need to show up fucking wasted for this one. Like, is there an aspirin factory you can stop by on your way there?
Yeah, Tom Sandoval is just trying to understand how Ariana and Kristen could ever be friends when they've been mortal enemies for so long, you know? And,
We all know why, right? Because Kristen's going to she's going to pretend she's best friends with Ariana, and then she's going to be like, you know what I heard about Tom? And start causing trouble.
Oh,
Don't ever count Kristen out. Kristen lives for one thing, and that is to ruin your fucking life. Okay?
Also, Kristen said hello to us on her Instagram Live a few days ago, and that was very exciting.
Hi, caw-caw!
She goes, caw-caw! I love Crappens. Caw-caw! Caw-caw!
Caw-caw!
Good call.
So, yeah, Kristen.
Mariposa.
Kristen is getting prepared to ruin a new life, and I am here for it.
Yes. No, I love when Kristen does that. So, Ariana, she's talking about how she had a conversation with Lala in Mexico about, how she's been really acting up and how she has a fight-or-flight problem. And she's like, James, it's like, you do too. I mean, it's, kind of your thing, not being able to control your emotions. He's like, oh, well, I haven't been instigating anything. Not anything at all. I just want to have a puppy party.
I haven't been naughty for a long time, Ariana. I haven't been naughty for a long time. It's like James thinks that he doesn't yell at somebody at one event, and now he deserves a fucking gold medal, right? So Tom's like, yeah, but dude, now you can't do brunch with Billy because of what happened with Lala last week. And he's like, all right, I'm going to leave. This is bullshit. I don't need to take this. Fuck this. And starts losing it again. So it's you've obviously learned nothing.
Yeah. He goes, this is the end of me, boy. And he storms out and they're like, okay, well, he didn't seem to take that well. And no, another thing. This is bullshit. It's bullshit.
And they're like, it's not our fault. What did we do? She's like, we're just trying to help you out, dude, Ariana. Yeah. And James is like, oh, you're trying to help, so I shouldn't shoot the messenger. He's like, Tom, you told me to be better, and I've been better. And he's like, but dude, you're under a microscope. And my microscope says you have a booger on your shirt. Like, literally, it's a microscope. Do you see it? You want to wear it? You want to put it on? Like, put it
so
on.
Close
it's amazing.
To you. So close. He's like, I'm not going to do. I'm not going to lay on my back and say sorry like a frozen fucking dog. I'm like, what does a frozen dog have to do with any of this?
I think that that means that the dog said sorry too late. Okay. Yeah. Which is actually a very good analogy. It's lying on his back frozen.
Yeah. I was just like, I'm just imagining some insight into his childhood. Something that happened in foggy London town with the dog froze. We have to leave. Go to Los Angeles.
So then this is my problem. This is where my lingering problem with James is. And look, I get addiction, have a lot of it in my family, have a lot of it in myself, and I get it. But one thing you learn with addiction is you don't get to just blame everybody else and cry all the fucking time. And if you're still doing that, then you're not on the path to recovery and you're fucking lying about it, which is what James is doing. Because he starts crying and he's like, I'm only going to do my best for so long. Oh, okay. So it's everyone else's fault next time that you go on a bender. You can just say you did it because everybody was mean to you. That's not what recovery is, sir. Okay. Yeah, work harder. You're obviously failing.
Yeah.
And exactly. I wish you the best, but stop faking it. Because you're just wasting everyone's time and you're making yourself look worse and you're not helping the struggle of addiction with anybody. All right.
That's right. That's right. So now speaking about the struggle, we go, we find Stassi at a photo shoot for her new book.
Struggle.
And then we had to struggle through the scene.
It's for my new book, Struggle Muggle. And it's out
the struggle bus. So yeah, she's like, I'm a pretty princess. So she's doing like the cover for her book, which is Next Level Basic. So she's like, it's about embracing your basic bitch. And so Bo and Katie come over to support her for this and everything. And Stassi's talking about what she's trying to do for the cover, her inspiration. She's like, I'm just trying to do like the most basic bitch things possible, like drink from a latte or take selfies or just like act in a certain sort of way. Basically, I'm just trying to be Sheena.
Corner.
Corner.
Yeah, Sheena's new book coming out, Corner.
Yeah.
I like what you said. I feel like Carrie Bradshaw. I mean, like every little, like you're really committing to the basic bitch thing.
Yeah.
Every girl who says I feel like Carrie Bradshaw is like the most basic bitch I've ever seen. Okay.
I think we need to update the Sex and the City references. I mean, that show's 20 years old. Okay. I think we need to get like a new set of like archetypes.
Yeah. Let's update it to our new show, Divorce. Okay. It's like a natural move for this cast.
Yeah.
So Bo and Katie have some time to talk, and Katie's like, how do you feel dating an author?
Yeah.
And they basically talk about his, you know, Stassi's
like
issues.
Stassi yelling at him and him crying, and Katie's like, I just feel like Stassi has to stop sabotaging her love life, and like, we have to do something drastic to save this, because everyone loves Bo. It's like, okay.
Might I suggest a trail of Cheetos, Milky Ways, Jolly Ranchers, and Bubba Yubba? What is that?
Chubby Monkey or?
Bubba Hubba Bubba.
Hubba Hubby. No, I'm sorry. There's Chunky Monkey and Chubby Hubby. No, Hubba. Just like all of it, all of the ice cream. Just do all of it.
Yeah, just a trail of that to your bed.
Just a Vermonster. Just get a Vermonster and put it on her bed and just let her with a spoon and just let her go to town.
And here's my problem here. They keep calling her evil side the Dark Passenger, which comes from Dexter. It comes from the TV show Dexter, which was a really good show until the later seasons.
Okay.
And I don't want this season of Dexter, Stassi. I want season one Dexter, okay? Yeah. When he was still like chopping people up and having no fucking problem with it. I don't want the sensitive Dexter from later who became like a woodchucker or whatever the fuck became of that. Okay. I want season one Dark Passenger. Okay.
Yeah, there's only one thing that needs to be exercised from Stassi, and it's not the demon. It's like whoever tried to make you nice. Like, go away. We want you to just be evil and nasty and pit people against each other. That's what we've signed up for many years ago, and that's all we really want out of you.
Yeah, you don't need an oracle to help take a witch out. You need an oracle to move some witches in.
Yeah. We need like some witch injections, actually.
I don't need you to give birth to a smoke monster. I need you to
inhale the smoke monster.
Yes, and get impregnated by the smoke
monster. Yeah, yeah. Like, don't let that smoke monster leave you. Like, keep it inside, okay? And just like let out little bits of it every now and then when necessary.
But I do like her relationship with Bo, even though it's weird. And I do want it to work out. But at the same time, it gives me more Katie scenes. And when you're I get worried because when you're taking advice from Katie on a relationship,
I know.
Your relationship is doomed. So watch out.
I mean, Katie's basically Daria at this point, and so she shows up, and like, I know we all love Daria the cartoon, but Daria in real life is like not as fun.
Really? Is Daria a bitch in real life?
It's Katie. So
it's literally Katie.
Yeah, it's like
Daria. I like to think of Katie as a really mean Kathy from the Kathy comics.
Chocolate, chocolate, chocolate. Ack. It's like takes so out then, all the joy of Kathy. All of everything that made Kathy happy, Katie just is miserable about.
Yeah, pretty much. So then the best song of the season comes on.
Love is a monster. Love is a monster. Love is a monster
that'll eat you alive.
Like, what? And it's Brit and Jax at therapy.
It's Jax and Brittany in therapy.
So they're talking about the
engagement. Don't ever trust a therapist with a dirty air conditioner. There, I said it.
So they're talking about the engagement party being around the corner. The
corner.
Corner.
One from Shayna. Corner, Jax. Corner.
So,
and Jax is like in a full coke rage already because he knows he's going to be told what to do by this therapist. He's like,
yeah.
He's like, why are you so mad? Jesus.
He's trying to act like he has been totally cool with the fact that Brittany has like filled the void that that distrust has caused with, like, busy errands over this party. She's like, we see a flashback of her being like, okay, I've invited 5 people and we got 4 more coming in tomorrow. Okay, I got first place. Okay, you want a window seat? Me more? Okay, we got you a window seat. Okay, but picture frames on the table. Picture frames on the table. Oh, you know what? We need chairs, but some of them I want to have 3 legs, some I want to have 4 legs.
Oh my God, did I remember to order sporks?
Oh no, my TV party thing just fell down because someone no, the text message. Okay, it's fixed. Sorry, everyone.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
For crying out loud. Okay, so they're at therapy.
Like, my mama and my mom are coming, but he still needs to talk to my daddy because he saw us fight a lot. But I want daddy to see how good he's doing now.
Yeah, she goes.
And Jackson's like, yeah. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
She goes, my mom and my mima love him. He can do no wrong in their eyes. And they just cuss the therapist, and she's like, really? What? What? Yeah, yeah. But Jax, you're talking about? Or, no, Jax. Oh, okay. Sure.
Yeah. And Jax is like, for the most part, we're good. We're good. And she goes, yeah, it's, you know, it's the intentionality. And then Brittany's just like, and she just looks at her like, uh-huh. What was that?
Intentionality. I fully know what that word is. Anyway. So she's excited for Jax to talk to her dad. And Jax is like, but why do I have to talk to your dad? Like, I'm the number one guy here, you know? So, one thing is, she's like, well, you know, Jax, like, sometimes he can't find his keys, and he yells at me, and he's like, you stupid slut, bitch, what'd you do with my keys? And it's, like, sort of funny and stuff, you know?
And he's like, yeah, I just yell at her because I need to yell at somebody, and she's in the way, so. Yeah. You know how it goes.
And the therapist goes, well, how do you think that is for her? And he goes, I don't know, I'm not her. She's like, see, you know, with therapy, it's a good chance for you to learn to become more empathetic, you know? And Jax is like, no, I just farted on your couch. That's what I'm most focused on.
Well, I don't think he knows what empathy even is. He just hears the word path because he's like, but I am on the right path. And I'm not talking about, you know, I'm not just talking about how much I've changed. I mean, you know, I'm not doing it for anybody else. I'm just doing it for myself. And yeah. Brittany's like, well, there's still part of me that don't trust him. Like, if he's an hour late, I'm like, oh, my God, what 90-year-old is he fucking some other waitress in front of? You know what I'm saying? He's like, I didn't even know that we saw this problem. So I didn't even know, you know, I didn't even know this was still going on, to be honest.
And he just, like, seethes at her. Like, he's like, yeah, I'm on the right path. I'm becoming a nicer, better person. You didn't tell me. You didn't tell me you felt this way.
Yeah, he comes off as a really abusive prick lately. Yeah. I mean, he used to just be like a stupid oaf that would cheat on you, but he seems like scary Lifetime.
Yeah, he's been doing a really good job of being nice Jax, but we're, you know, every now and then we get to see some Lifetime Jax. And the therapist is like, Jax, is it hard for you that, like, Brittany's still working on her trust? And he's like, yeah, it's very stressful. I'm like, oh, so you're stressed that she hasn't regained trust in you after you slept with Faith in front of an old lady while you were with Brittany. Yeah.
So I see glimpses of him slipping into his old behavior, like interrupt. What? I'm not. Then me. Shut up. You don't even know what you're talking about. Or just kind of not understanding what I'm trying to. Where are my kids, you fucking moron? It's like, oh my God. Fucking guy.
So then he tries to make like a spin out of it. He's like, you know what? Like, but the good thing is that like Brittany is stronger than she ever has been after everything that happened, and like now she doesn't take any shit. And like, I'm not just saying, hey, go cheat on someone so that way it makes your girlfriend stronger. No, I'm just saying she came out okay from it. You know what I'm saying? And Brittany's like,
he literally goes, I'm not saying to cheat on your girlfriend to make her stronger, but she turned out good.
Yeah, she turned out good. So he's like, yeah, Brittany doesn't get pushed around. And the therapist's like, is that true? She's like, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I was like, you realize you just repeated what Jax just said. Like, you literally got pushed around.
Yeah, I'm not getting pushed around. I disinvited everyone that Jax wanted me to, and I'm not speaking to all the people that he told me not to. How about that?
Jax, it's a commercial.
So now, over at Katie and Tom's apartment, Schwartz is on the phone with his banker trying to, like, arrange something that we will later find out is going to be, like, a suitcase full of cash because his check bounced like a rubber ball. So he's like, yeah, I've always just wanted to be that man in the movies that has like a suitcase full of cash. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a terrible thing to aspire to be. Those people always get killed.
I'm like a gangster with a heart of gold. So then over at the Polka Room, Ariana and Kristen are on their date. And Kristen's like, I am courting you, m'lady. And they talk about how this is like a date. And Kristen's like, it was really awkward when I came to pick you up because, like, Tom was like, you weren't even there. So, like, Tom was like showing me the new dishwasher. And we cut. And Tom's like, well, you haven't been here in a long time. Look, new dishwasher, did some backsplash here, did put some suede paint on the walls. And she's like,
That's a lot of money to spend on a place that isn't yours. Because I think we were all thinking that. Like, you put a backsplash in an apartment that you rent.
Hey, I put a backsplash in the apartment I rent. I have rent control, okay? I'm going to make this place last forever. If I have to redo the framing of this fucker, I'm going to redo it myself.
Well, fine. Fine.
Welcome to West Hollywood Rent, okay?
Yeah. So, yeah. So then, yeah, Tom was showing Kristen around. He's like, yeah, dude. And then this is that dick flute. It's really good. Have you seen my shark tooth?
Yeah, Tom. I saw it like 5 years ago.
Yes, it's on like the fifth shelf, and I found a way to trip over it when I came in. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Mariposa.
So they're talking about how that the night that Kristen accused Ariana of cheating with Tom was the night that Ariana's dad died. And she's like, that night I was with Tom, and I was like, I know you're her friend, but you're like my boyfriend. And then like he just left me to be by your side. Like, that's somewhere I wasn't thinking about Ariana's feelings or her dad passing away. I was just like, this bitch stole son of all from me.
Caw. Caw.
And she goes, I just remember being at Pride with my Tyra Banks six head. It's like, bottom line is, you guys are so much better than we ever were. I mean, you pretend to enjoy the dick flute. Like, marriage.
I could never do that. Seriously? Seriously.
So now we go to Lala. And by the way, someone messaged us on Instagram and said, are Lala and Rand still together? Because apparently Rand was at Coachella and Lala's not at Coachella, and they're not following each other on Instagram anymore. So the big question that no one cares about is, Laland no longer Laland?
Is Laland still no with Laurent? Laurent?
Is Laurent still?
I don't know, but I learned from our Facebook group that Lala was seen at the Woodfire Grill at the Grove with Rand and his kids. And
oh my God.
One kid was sitting on one side and one kid was sitting on the other side. But by the end of the lunch, they were both sitting by Lala and she was even cutting up their food for them. And they were all laughing like a happy family. So I don't know, guys. That's the internet.
Sounds like LaRand is doing real well. Okay, glad we settled that. So yeah. Lala's getting ready for her performance, and Katie shows up, and again in her like Daria jacket, and Lala's like, "Yeah, she's you." So like, this could be a performance, and there's these cameras are set up for like record labels, so that way they can see. And like, I'm trying to forget about that part and pretend it's for my homemade video. I'm like, Lala, you have cameras from Bravo here. This would be nationally televised. Stop acting like you're like
record companies want to tune in.
Yeah, stop acting like you're nervous.
Both the Warner Brothers are behind one of those. Okay, so when in doubt, just make this symbol to the camera.
There's a camera for B, a camera for M, and a camera for I.
So Jax comes in and he's like, "Let's celebrate! I finally had a solid poop."
Yeah.
Welcome to the party, Jax.
Yeah.
So Jax immediately goes up to Tom or the guys, and he's like, "So anybody going to this puppy shower bullshit? I've told you all you're not going, right?" And Tom's like, "Of course I'm gonna go." And he's like, "Yeah, you're the only one." It's like, "Yeah, you made sure of that, dick."
Yeah. Yeah, seriously.
But Jax is winning. You know, I have to say, Jax is totally winning in this fight against James.
Oh yeah, fully.
He has gotten him totally kicked off this show, pretty much at this point.
Fully, but I think the producers are pretty aware that the audience seems to be really on James's side, and they don't ignore that shit. So I'm sure James will have a big comeback season next year.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, because I miss my little James.
I know.
So then, let's see. They talk about that for a little. And wow, then Lala is telling, yeah, Lala's telling someone, girl, Rand did this all for me. If it was up to my budget, I wouldn't be performing like here. Yeah. Which, you know, it's nice, you know, give credit where credit is due, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So Adam is there too. And so the guys are like questioning Adam. And they're like, wow, Adam, so you're like in the friend zone, but you still got to have sex with Sheena? Like, that is amazing. Like, well done. You did a, that's a, you really accomplished something. And you just see Adam and his face is like, oh, please help me. I hate it. And then you just see Sheena. They cut to Sheena backstage giving fashion advice to Lala because she has like put a blazer over her like bikini top. And she's like, it pulls it all together. You don't have to like button it in. You know what I say? You've really turned the corner on this corner. Fashion.
Hey, you're going to need to open your blazer at some point to show your corners.
So, if you need any help from me, I'll be just around the corner.
So Lala starts singing her song, which, you know, I don't want to be too mean because it's for her dead dad, and that's really sad and stuff, and it's nice that she wrote a song. And she's even dressed, like, for Lala, really conservatively. She's wearing, like, a suit.
Yeah.
You know, like a kind of a mannish-looking suit, but it's, like, cute. It's, like, a nice suit. And she's like, daddy, daddy, and then takes off her blazer so she'll be in a bikini. I'm like, that's the weirdest fashion.
It's a great tribute.
That is the weirdest, that is the weirdest removal of a jacket to during a dead dad song I've ever heard. But you know what? Whatever. Whatever works.
Whatever helps her. So then afterwards, everyone's congratulating Lala, like, it was so good, etc. And then Lala goes up to Stassi, and they're talking, and Lala's like, you are a beautiful human being, and anyone who says anything different, they don't know who you are. And Stassi goes, people are saying things differently? I was like, yes, demon. Come out, demon. Come, come, come.
By the way, I have to point out that performance was fucking terrible. She's singing to track, and she's still off key. Like, you can hear the key from your own voice coming out of the speakers. Yeah. So yeah, they start talking. She's like, where are you and Bobo? She starts asking Stassi, and Stassi's like, you know what? It's like so stupid because it happened. All this shit happens when I'm drinking, and here I am drinking again. And Lala's like, I get it. Being a woman is hard, man. But like, guess what? When you freak the fuck out, I got your back, girl.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And so then there's like talk, and then, Tom and Ariana are like rehashing how everything was with Kristen, and Tom is being really sweet, saying how like at that time, like, dude, at that time, like, I just wanted, she was like my friend, and I just like had empathy for her, and I didn't know what it was, although now I know what it was. She wanted to see my shark tooth. So
I knew from that day on, I'm gonna find that girl and I'm gonna build her a Lego castle with a shark tooth moat. So they have like a nice little scene and cry and hug and stuff.
Yeah.
And then we go to puppy party. Puppy party. Don't be naughty at puppy party.
Oh, this party looked awful. I mean, I was really rooting for this party. I think we all were rooting for this party. I think we wanted like James to have like a real home run with his puppy party.
No.
It looked awful. This, it looked like just like just the worst thing ever. So,
oh god, and Raquel's fam, her mom, her slutty mom's there. She's like, yeah, you're hot. Yeah, I'm buttoning your shirt. And James is like, good god, Raquel's mother, she says what she wants. We see a clip of her in the kitchen telling James, I'm buttoning your shirt. Yeah.
Yeah, she like goes up to Peter and she's just like, ooh, you're hot. You're really hot. And she just touches his chest.
And then Raquel tells us, having a puppy is like having a baby. And then I just heard every mother across America punch the TV, you know?
Yeah.
You give it so much time and you teach it to do everything. What's it?
You know, this is good practice for babies that James can have down the road. I'm sorry, I meant James and I could have down the road. Wait, I meant James and I could have in a hospital. Thanks. I also like that Laura went up to Adam because Adam got dragged there by Sheena. And she's like, oh, just call me mom. You just know Adam's like, please, I want to leave this show.
I'm scared. I don't want to be here anymore.
She knows mom that. Ariana's like, Raquel says, everybody, we're going to pay pin the tail on the puppy. Which is like pin the tail on the donkey, but it's the puppy instead.
Thanks for the elaboration.
Did you write out instructions for this? Because we might need them.
I know. I was like, is there an online tutorial for this? Can I go onto YouTube and just make sure I'm current with all the rules? I just want to make sure I don't mess this one up.
So then what? Let's see. Tom goes up to James and he's like, you okay, bro? Look, I'm so proud of you because, like, you're having a party. We're all here. Your girlfriend's, like, tossing a poop bag game. Like, if there's ever a time to drink, it's, like, right now. And you're not even drinking.
Yeah.
Good for you, bro. James is like, yeah, thank you. You know, I mean, not drinking has really helped. Like, that day that I was at Sir, I would have yelled at Lawler if I was drunk. So, look at me.
Yeah. I'm a good boy. I'm a good boy now. You know, I see myself with a future. See you next Tuesday. He basically thinks that, like, I've been fired and I got brought back. And I got fired and I got brought back. And I got fired again and I got brought back again. So I think I'll be coming back again.
Yeah. And Tom's trying to, like, give him the news lightly. He's like, so you see yourself back at Sir? And he's like, oh, you know, fired, rehired. And James is like, yes, it will happen again. And Tom's like,
but what if it doesn't happen, bro?
And he gives him the Tom side eye.
That's like saying what happens if LA runs out of ice cream. It's not going to happen. I know. I got every single ice cream parlor. That's how I say sober.
Because I'd have to start a whole new life. Legit. So Raquel is like, thank you so much for coming to the puppy shower. Grandma's so happy to have so many friends.
And Ariana's like, sometimes when people talk about their dog's feelings, they're really talking about their feelings. Yeah, like sometimes more like all the time. All the time. And you know that Raquel has probably started an Instagram account for Graham. Like, that's pretty much guaranteed. I'm not even going to bother looking it up because I just know it to be true.
Just kidding. I'm all awkward. I'm like, Bueller is waiting on verification. So.
I would support Bueller. So I would support Bueller because Bueller, when we're going long, Bueller just barks like, come on, wrap this up. I got to take a shit outside.
He would never say take a shit. He would say, I need to make a poo-poo.
I have to go kiki.
I'm raising a very, very classy dog, man. How dare you?
I'm sorry.
So I love that the mother is making Peter drink out of this wine glass that's as big as a head because she's trying to get laid. That mother.
Good for her.
So let's go. Let's go check in at
Ariana's bartending, and she's like, ugh. I hate bartending when I'm hungover. Also, I hate bartending.
Can I have two Diet Cokes? Because, like, people just want two Diet Cokes. I feel like I don't see anymore, Ariana. Is it because, like, I live on the West Side?
Yes, bitch. What do you think we were saying? This is the number one thing that people on the West Side do, by the way. They move to the West Side, and then they're like, I never see you anymore. I'm like, yeah, because you know what? You moved to a different country. That's why.
Yeah, but then they find new friends who are better than you anyway because they're like happy and calm and like, because they live on the West Side.
They ride their bike everywhere instead of driving, and so they're like fit. And you're like, fuck the West Side.
Yeah,
it's an ongoing.
So thing. Lala's like, Shishu, do you have time to talk? She's like, ah. So Lala's like, besides the fact that my bowels are still not normal. Okay, I have a real problem. Like, my anxiety attack on that bus in Mexico was 100% driven by alcohol. And I just can't mess with alcohol. And that needs to be a lifestyle. And Sheena's like, yeah.
It's like
telling Sheena a nightmare story before bed. Like, nobody on Vanderpump Rules wants to hear that, you know?
Yeah. Also, I mean, to be fair, like, having a conversation about this to Sheena is like having a conversation with a pine cone. You're like, it's just you're not going to get a lot out of it. Sheena just like jumps on Lala. Sorry, a waiter just came by. I didn't yell corner.
She's like, you know, after my dad's death, I was drinking every day. Then I take a break. Then I drink every day again. Then I start breaking down again. And you know what? I realized this could be something I have an issue with. So I'm making the adult decision to never touch a drop of alcohol again in my life. It's like, oh,
you know, this will
good
sound
for you,
Yeah.
Also, good luck. And I would never say that on national TV. I'm wondering what's going on that she feels the need to declare that on national TV. It's like saying I'm going on a diet on national TV. Yeah. And then anytime you eat something, everyone's like, I thought you were on a diet. Like for the rest of your life, you know?
I know. I was thinking about this. This sounds probably so terrible to say, but I hate when reality stars sober up. It's like, I'm sorry. Like it made me so sad when Luann had to go to rehab. I was like, no.
Well, but see, it's turned out to make everything only better because it's made her like totally insane.
True. But I liked drunk Luann quite a bit. It's fine.
Yeah, well,
fine.
You got to take care of yourself. But this
I know.
Is
you got to take care of yourself first. I'm just saying selfishly as a viewer. I hate
this
when...
is Vanderpump Rules. It's like, don't you're not supposed to take care of yourself on Vanderpump Rules. Like that makes you automatically unqualified for this job.
Yeah. So now we cut to Tom and Katie. They're driving around in the rain, and Tom is like preparing to get his suitcase full of cash from the bank that is apparently like located next to the fresh corn grill. And so Katie is talking about how she's going to visit the Oracle, which is like very Matrix, very like 20th anniversary Matrix. She's going to visit the Oracle to help like Stassi, etc. So Tom is like not even paying attention to that because he's really concerned about. What happens, like, what happens if I, like, get mugged? If I've got this, like, suitcase, what if I get mugged? What if someone calls in and, like, tries to, like, jump me? I'm like, yeah, exactly. That's why you don't get a suitcase full of money when you don't need to. This is your fault.
Yeah, I think
the
Tom and Katie stuff is a bunch of phony baloney crap, and I don't care about it. And I was like, this is the scene in the show where I was like, really? Why are they still shooting? Just stop. If you have nothing, stop. Give me my night back, you know?
Because
this
is
stupid, and I'm sick of his cutesy bootsy act, you know?
Me too.
The problem wasn't that you didn't have cash. It's that you didn't have any money in your fucking account, loser, okay? Just get a money order.
Yeah, super annoying. Plus, also, it really bothered me that like, Katie was driving around, and her windows were fogging up, and she was doing nothing to fix it. I mean, her windows, by the end of the scene, you could not see out those windows. And it drives me nuts when that happens and people don't try to fix it because there's a very simple solution and no one seems to understand what it is. And it's right there in the car user manual. I know because I looked it up when I was like in high school because my windows kept fogging up and I was like, I can't see. So how do I fix this? All you do is you turn on your air conditioner and open up your vents. That's all you do. And it clears up all the fogging. But people like don't do it. And whenever I'm in someone's car and I'm like, hey, if you press the AC, then it'll unfog it. Like, I don't want to put the AC on. I'm like, well, now you have foggy windows. Don't get mad at me. I'm trying to help you.
Wow. And that is when the lights went out in Atlanta.
I'm telling you, it just bothers me because you know that Katie's one of those people that you try to tell her how to defog her windows and she won't. She won't do it.
Yeah, she's just a bitch and then she gets you fired from your job for it.
Yeah, and then she drives extra slow and then she blames you somehow for fogging up the windows. She'll be like, and they never fog up if it's just like, if it's me. I'm like, they will always fog up.
And she's also doing that thing where she's pretending to be a nice person. So she's talking in baby voice, which I've fallen for that a few times, Katie. I'm not falling for it anymore, okay? Pull over. Stop shooting the scene. Sick of both of you, okay? Get fired. Fire Tom and Katie.
Open your fucking vents and turn on the air conditioning.
Yeah, open your vents. So then number two, they get to Tom. And Tom and Ariana arrive on their bike and the sidecar thing, which is hilarious.
Got to get one more use out of it before you return it.
So then he's still nervous about all that money and whatever. And he goes to the bathroom and he can't pee because the case is handcuffed to his wrist. My God. So he goes to Ken and Lisa and she's like, how are you? Number two. And he's like, I've had a very stressful day. She's like, welcome to my world. Who has betrayed you today?
Yeah. So he puts the briefcase on the table in front of Ken and Lisa, and he opens it up. And Lisa's like, oh, I thought you were just going to show me some Patagonian toothfish, also known as Chilean sea bass, but it's actually cash.
She's like, what did you sell to get this? And he's like, just my body 10,000 times, which I think that's pretty cute.
That's
that
funny.
He makes himself an affordable hooker.
Yeah. She's like, why such small bills? He's like, for visual impact, because otherwise it'd just be 15 bills or something.
Yeah. So, it was already pretty sad. It was already like in an iPad mini case, you know?
So, yeah. And you could tell this was like, this was – Ken and Lisa were not planning this because Ken took out his phone. I was taking a picture of it, which was like, that's like, that was not a rehearsed moment, you know? So Lisa's like, oh, I think I'll take this and put it somewhere safe, unlike you, you stupid idiot. So he like handcuffs it to her or something like that. But of course, Tom doesn't close the briefcase properly. So she picks up the briefcase and all the money tumbles out. It's like, oh God, of course.
And of course, it ends with the typical Vanderpump ending. I can keep the handcuffs, right? Get it! Ken's about to. Get it! Double!
So now Katie and Stassi go and visit the Oracle, also known as Amanda Yates Garcia.
Well, I believe that this woman has some special witch powers because she can, like, time travel. This is basically Raquel in, like, what? 15 years, 20 years.
Oh, I was gonna say that she time traveled the other way. She like brought the spirit of the Lilith Fair to Los Angeles in 2018. I was like, this woman just saw Jewel do a set, didn't she?
This is the basic episode, the episode celebrating basic, and they go to the most basic bitch Oracle in LA. Okay, she's got a black cat. I mean, there's no more so basic bitch witch than that. Okay.
Yeah, she's like, she sort of looks like Alanis, but Alanis if she were like a roadie for the Indigo Girls, you know? So so she's basically like, so Katie and Stassi walk into her apartment and the Oracle goes, okay, we're going to do a quick cleaning ceremony before we start. So Katie, I'm going to have you wait outside for a second. Okay, she's outside. Great, we did it.
Clean. Yeah, we need to clean the room of bad energy. Have that one leave.
Yeah. Can you just have Daria step outside? Thanks.
So she's, by the way, she's wearing like a little Caesar's headband thing. I mean, this woman is so much.
So she's saying all
she gets the sage. She gets the sage and she goes, Sage, you are sage. You are from the mountains.
And she goes, and then she does this like sort of like, she undulates a little bit around Stassi, and then she walks up behind Stassi and does what I think probably many Americans want to do and just goes, hey! I was like, is she auditioning to be in the Lumineers? Of course, Stassi was like, that scared me so much, but I know she was lying because she's gotten used to years of Sheena going, corner!
Corner!
She's used to driving in Katie's car with foggy windows and just like running over people in crosswalks. Like, she's fine.
Yeah.
So she's like, I'm like usually really into like the supernatural and dabbling in that type of stuff, but it's usually more lighthearted. Like, I feel like I just walked into the Blair Witch House.
It was very intense.
Well, you did go to South LA. I was surprised that they didn't give shit to the lady for making them drive all the way to South LA. Because that's no closer than the east side. Yeah, it said Oracle's House, South Los Angeles.
Oh, shit. I thought they were in Silver Lake or Echo Park.
Yeah, that is far.
Okay. So Stassi is tells the Oracle her issues. And she's saying that she's like in a good relationship, but she's worried that she's sabotaging it and stuff. And so the Oracle is like, well, the demonic spirit is coming to visit you, and it's possessing you. I'm like, you don't need an oracle to tell us that.
Yeah, Stassi. Katie's literally trying to crawl through her spine.
Katie found a well somewhere and is already climbing out of it.
And Katie, I hate that Katie's like jumping in on Stassi's problem because she's like, well, I have this problem where like I sabotage, and Katie's like, yeah, like she gets mad and then suddenly everyone else is the bad guy. And I'm like, well, shut up, Katie.
Shut up, foggy Katie's windows. Just...
Shut up, foggy bottom. So Stassi's like, I brought like a totally rad picture of us for you to see. And she's like, I can see that there's love there, and that's why you have to get that power under control, because that demonic spirit won't stop visiting you. And Stassi's like, I haven't been just mean. I've been demonic. She's like proud of herself.
She's like,
and if she's not proud of herself, I don't need her on this show anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she's like, yeah, this is the picture of us. It's a really rad picture, but as you can see, it's really scary. Oh, yeah, I'm getting terrible vibes from this thing. What is it? It's from Coachella. Get it out of this house.
It's reflecting Katie back. It's held at a weird angle. Katie's reflection, isn't it?
So then we see this woman's altar, and there's all sorts of things on it, including like a dildo. And I was like, now that is a funny callback to the Dick Flute. That there is some artistry on this show still. The first and last scene both have a dildo hanging around.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like a dick candle or something.
Yeah.
And she's like, that spirit that you called in to protect you, you don't need it anymore. I'm like, she does for 3 months of filming a year, bitch. What are you trying to do? Ruin this show?
Yeah. So the Oracle has them sit in this like circle, and they're sitting there, and the Oracle's just saying, you know, bullshit Oracle type of things. And like Stassi's eyes are closed and her hands are out. And she's like, all right, say what it feels like. And Stassi's like, it feels really hot and dark AF, like almost as if there were a heavy cloud. I'm in the Sir kitchen, aren't I? I'm in the Sir kitchen, right? It's on fire again.
It's like a dark, heavy, depressing cloud. She's like, I asked you to sit down, friend of Stassi. Sit down.
Katie, stop smothering Stassi. She's trying to have a moment with the demons.
And the psychic's like, tell the spirit what you want from it. And then the psychic stands up and starts doing basic yoga poses. Okay. Yeah. I don't know how these people are falling for this, but you better not just. And she's like, A E O U.
Yes, the Oracle's like, tell the spirit what you want from it. And Stassi's like, I wanted to leave, but first, could it actually finish my book for me? Thanks.
So yeah, she rings a bell. She's like, the circle is cast.
Stassi's like, that was one of the most emotionally draining experiences of my life, and I dated Jax Taylor.
And Stassi's like, admitting you have demons is just the first part. I was like, oh, so the first step towards the demise. Stop it.
So Stassi's like, come back. She's like, you know, it's weird. I feel younger and lighter, and like it's like I'm a cloud on the best day ever. Like a freaking Mario Brothers cloud. I'm riding a Mario Brothers cloud. Holy shit! I could throw spiky balls at people. This is amazing.
And the psychic's like, that shows what a worthy person you are. Now that will be $500, please.
I accept Venmo and Subway punch cards.
Yeah. Wow, what an episode of Vanderpoop Drools.
I know, right?
Fun times, everybody.
Fun times. Well, we want to thank everyone on TV Party and people who've been watching this on Crappens On Demand for tuning in. We had a great time. Be sure to get your pre-sale tickets to Nashville. Don't forget about the tickets we just put on sale for Baltimore and Cleveland. Pittsburgh is pretty low. Minneapolis is very, very low. And then, of course, we also have Milwaukee and Irvine. So, everyone, go to watchwithcrappens.com to get that stuff, plus your Goodbye Kyle merchandise. And we are going to be back tomorrow to discuss the latest drama on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We love you all.
We love you. Goodbye, bye.
Goodbye, episode.
Hold on to your dragons. The final season of Game of Thrones is on Now TV. Catch every heart-stopping moment in the epic fight for the throne, streaming weekly. And if you want even more, we've got over 300 box sets for you to explore. Take a trip to a dark future with The Handmaid's Tale, or catch up with the award-winning Big Little Lies. To start your 7-day free trial, search Now TV. 18 plus, new entertainment customers only. Pass renews at $7.99 per month unless cancelled.